Yerushalmi Kelaim, corresponding to Bavli Menachos, Daf Sadi Aleph. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, at the beginning of the Perek Eino Osa, at the Mishnah. Eino Osa Mishim Kelaim, El Atem Upishtim, Beinim Atam, Benagoyim, El Atem Upishtim. There's only a prohibition of Kelaim in clothes when they are a mixture of wool and linen. Only wool and linen can contract the Tumah of Nagayim, which is Suras. Eino Kehanim, Loishim, Leshamish Bemikdash, El Atem Upishtim. For service in the base of Mikdash, Kehanim only wear wool and linen. Camel hair and wool of sheep that became mixed. If the majority is camel hair, it's permitted with linen. If the majority is sheep's wool, it's prohibited. If it's half and half, it's prohibited. The same will apply to canvas and linen that are mixed to be permitted with wool. Shiraim and kalach are not kilaim, but they are still prohibited because of ma'as ha'ayin, as shiraim looks like linen and kalach looks like wool. Hakoyim v'ksosos in b'hem mishum kilaim, or v'vad shulo yehi b'saroi nageh b'hen. Pillows and cushions don't have a prohibition of kilaim, as long as the skin doesn't touch them directly. Ein awai l'kilaim, wearing something only temporarily, does not avoid the prohibition of kilaim. Lo yibush kilaim al gabi asar afilu l'gnoiv es ha'meches. One may not wear kilaim even on top of 10 other pieces of clothing, even to avoid paying customs duty. And the Gemara says, "Eino asa mishum kilaim chulei." Ksiv, "Leksiv ashantnes semo pishtim yachtov." Hayisayim eino asa ele milboish tamuloima layale alecha, vi loy yale alecha. Hayisayim lo yafshil es hakupa lachayov tamuloima loy silbash. Ma'am marbush miyuchad davashu mahane es haguf, af ein li ele davashu mahane es haguf. The Gemara says, "There's only a prohibition of kilaim." The Mishnah said. Now the pasuk says in Dvarim Perchof Beis Pasuk Yudalef, "Do not wear shatnas, wool and linen together." I would say the prohibition is only to wear, but the Pasuk says, "In Vayikra Yotes, Pasuk Yotes, should not come upon you." If so, I would say that one cannot place over his shoulder a box that contains a shatnas garment, but the Pasuk says, "Do not wear." Just as garment is something that gives benefit to the body, so too only something that gives benefit to the body is prohibited. Leza Dava Ne Moliale Alecha, the Gemara asks, what's the application of the phrase, "should not come upon you"? The phrase, "do not wear," already taught that one may not give benefit to the body. Rabbi Nicha bar Saba, Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Zeira, b'shem Haya, Beged Gadol, Ksasay Yesh b'kilayim, Umenach ba'aretz, M'ksasay Em b'y Leichaseb b'y Misad Hasheni. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Nicha bar Abba and Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Zeira, said that if there is a large garment with kilayim on one end, resting on the ground, and the other end does not contain kilayim, one may not cover himself even on that side. Hayisi Oimer, Afilu Pishtan, Shal Yam, Afilu Kanabus Tamuloima, Semer Fishtim, Ma'at Semer, Shein Loi, Shem Levai, Afkol Dava Shein Loi, Shem Levai. I would have said that the prohibition even includes seelin and canvas, which are types of linen. The pasuk says wool and linen, just as wool doesn't have an accompanying name, meaning that it refers to wool from the sheep family only, so to anything without an accompanying name. Minayin she'ein lo shem levai. The question is, how do we know that sheep's wool doesn't have an accompanying name, meaning that when the Torah used the word semeh, wool, it was referring only to wool from the sheep family? Amar Yishuv ben Levi k'siv, u'misha melech mayav haya noked, ma'u noked roye. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Shimon Levi says that the Pasuk says in Melachim Beis, in Perek Gimel Pasuk Dalad, and Misha, king of Moav, was a noiked. What is a noiked? Someone with a large amount of sheep. And he returned to give the king of Israel 100,000 lambs and 100,000 rams with their wool. And we love Mir, only ram's wool is called wool. In matam v'negayim, elat semo fishtim, dechsev, beged semo or beged pishtim. Yochol yu matamim ben tzavuim ben chen tzavuim, tamud loima beged semo or beged pishtim, ma pishtim kubiyasa, af semo kubiyasai. The Mishnah taught that only wool and linen can contract the tumor of negayim, which is suras, as the Pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Yugimel, Pasuk Memzayin, and the garment of wool or the garment of linen. I would have thought that they become tame whether dyed or undyed, but the Pasuk says, and the garment of wool or the garment of linen, just as the linen is not usually dyed, so too the wool must be undyed. Hotzias savur bidei adam hotzias savur bidei shamayim tamud loima lepishtim ulepsemer ma pishtim levona af tsemer lavon. I would have excluded materials dyed by man, but not those dyed naturally. But the pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Yudgimel pasuk mem ches of linen or of wool, just as linen is off white, means in its natural form. So the wool is white as it is in its natural form. Taninan train klalim leidamian dein ladein. Taninan in asa mishum kilaim ele tsemer ufishtim ben tsevuim ben levonim. Taninan ein matam ben negayim ele tsemer ufishtim bovad levonim. We've learned two rules in our Mishnah that sound similar, but in fact, they are not. The Mishnah taught that the prohibition of kilayim applies only to wool and linen, which implies whether or not they have been dyed, but the tumma of nagayim applies only to white garments made of wool or linen. Rav Yona butzaya by kaimi b'mana, tamanat ama ben thurim ben levonim, v'achat ama uvavad levonim. And Rav Yona butzaya asked Rav Yimana, there in Shatnas you said it applies whether the garments are coloured or white, but here in nagayim it applies only if they're white. Amalei shni hi sheshana alav akosav seme shnei pa'amim, ma pishtan kubiyasa, af seme kubiyasa. Ibn replied to Biona that the Pasuk repeated the word wool concerning Nagayim to instruct this compared to linen in that it must be in its natural form, means undyed. Amar Bizeira ksiv katonias bad kodesh yilbash bad shu oile yechidi. Bizeira says the Mishnah taught that for service in the base of Mikdash, Kohanim only wear wool and linen. The Pasuk says in Vayikra, Perek Tezayin Pasuk Dalad, he shall wear a holy bad shirt, made from a species that grows as individual stalks, because a bad is a stalk. Haritzema Oile Yechidi, or perhaps it's referring to wool that also grows individually. Perish Bekabola, Vlayale Alehem, Tzema Besaltam, Beshawe Apnimis Ubaisa. Hab Mechutz Mutter Lalois Alehem. The Gemara answers the Pasuk explains in reference to Yom Kippur in Yecheskel, in Perek Men Dalad, Pasuk Yud Zayin, and no wool shall be upon them at the gates of the inner court and within, so bad cannot mean wool, as he may not wear them into the Kodesh, but outside it's permitted. Minayin shehen mutarim bekilayim, shenemar, v'etzmisefes shesh, v'etzpare migroi shesh, v'etzmichasei abad shesh, moshzar, v'etzair avnet shesh, moshzar, treif agamon v'selath shoni, uksiv pare pishtim, yu al roisham, v'mechasei pishtim, yu al masnehem, v'layachku biza. But what's the source that Kohanim serve wearing kilayim? It's the Pasuk that says in Shmos Perek Lamates Psukim Chavches Chavtes, and the hat of linen, and the splendorous high hats of linen, and the linen pants of twisted fine linen, and the belt of twisted fine linen, and blue, purple, and crimson wool. And it's written in Yecheskel Perek Memdalad Pasuk Yudches, linen hats shall be upon their heads, and linen pants shall be upon their loins, not in a sweaty place. At Dorash Sheish Mishesh, Sheish Mipare, Pare Mipare. Mash Shani Shlito last of a Shish Beruach Chaim, Af Kodo Shish Beruach Chaim, Matsema Shein Loi, Shem Lavai, Af Pishtim, Shein Loim, Shem Lavai. We learn about the linen of the belt from the linen of the high hats, and we learn those from the linen hats that are mentioned in Yecheskel. Just as the colour of the crimson wool comes from a living thing, which is a worm, so too the colour of Techeleth comes from something living. Just as wool doesn't have an accompanying name, so too linen.